School administrators across the nation are weighing the risks of reopening schools for in-person learning during a global pandemic. Locally, Montezuma Cortez School District and Ignacio School District have similar plans in place for the fall, prioritizing the safety of students, faculty, and staff. Lori Hawkiness is the superintendent for Montezuma Cortez School District. Hawkiness says the district has decided that parents will have two choices to pick from, and for the first time ever, every student will have accessibility to a device should they need to shift to remote learning.
But we really wanted to give the option. We have basically in-person instruction that has a blended learning approach to it, because all of our students for the first time ever will have a one-to-one device. And we wanted to make it as seamlessly as possible if we do need to, you know, convert to remote learning for a week, 2 weeks, or whatever is designated within the context of our community and our plan. And then we also wanted to give the parents an online version that, you know, through CDLS, they will still be students of our district and they'll still be counted as students of our district, but they will have this online option.
Ignacio School District's reopening model is offering the same options as Montezuma Cortez, in person or online. Chris Dekay is the curriculum director for Ignacio School District. He says for the diverse population and the student body they serve, in-person learning enhances the accessibility of education for all of his students.
So out here in Ignacio, we're about 65% free and reduced lunches. We've got somewhere around 40% Native American, 25 to 30% Hispanic, and then an Anglo population and a smattering of others as well. When kids come to school, that has a tendency to level the playing field. We can really work on enrichment. We can work on accommodations. And so that's really important as we move forward. And I think what you'll see with all the plans is you have to put a plan in place that is also flexible enough to change as the situation changes.
As families are choosing which model works best for them, faculty and staff across the region are also faced with some hard decisions moving forward. Hawkiness says those decisions could lead to teacher shortages in her district.
We've had some late resignations due to this. It's just that individual choice that has really been heart-wrenching. And it does affect our students because now we have openings that, you know, we potentially may not be able to fill.
Hawkiness talks about the challenges of being an educator and ensuring the health and safety for faculty, staff, and students. She says her and her team are working regularly with healthcare officials to make the best, safest choices moving forward.
One of the things that we did as a district, which I'm greatly appreciative of, is, you know, we are educators, we're not health professionals, and that's weighed very heavy on the minds of all of us as administrators, you know, clear down to our staff. And so we actually have an area county health advisory committee that's meeting regularly to go over our plan. And just this week, they'd agreed to meet every week as we move forward with the school year. So I'd have to say that it's really gave the opportunity, but really has focused us into working very, very closely with our health professionals.
Dekay emphasizes that during such unknown times for school districts and communities, it's important for everyone to come together with compassion and empathy.
As educators, we have to pull people together, and really what we want to emphasize to people is that we need understanding. Like, it's not an easy situation. We're going to work very hard with everyone we can in this whole community so that we can all get to a semblance of the same page. But here in our local communities, it's so important that we all understand that adults are working hard for the benefit of kids and families, and that we have to come together.
Reporting for KSUT, I'm Sarah Flower.